Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
But I was nice. I was nice-ish.
You are an HR nightmare.
You don't return your phone calls. You don't return your text messages. You only return an email if someone alerts you that you have one. And that is not a becoming habit for a professional, Jeff.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Luann de Lesseps and Doug Buten join the show. After Luann's tardiness, we chat about going below deck, Doug's fat suit, and sexual activity in retirement communities. We are anxiously awaiting the Countess Luann's arrival. She is in the car. She is on her way here. They say she's arriving at 9:04.
Yeah, well, it got pushed. First, it was 8:55.
Okay.
And then it just got pushed.
You know why? She's not using Gaze. She's probably using Waze.
You're she used Waze, right. And that took her on Hollywood, trying to cut through all that traffic.
Feeling Giovanni.
She has a fitting. She's at Giovanni.
Gaze would say take Fountain.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't always think Fountain is
Fountain
the
is no longer what it used to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I
Willoughby
agree.
Is the new Fountain.
All the stop signs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of stop signs on Willoughby, Doug.
No.
But each is a four-way stop, so you know you're good. Like, you don't have to wait.
And the problem with Willoughby is it's so narrow, and so you have to pull over sometimes, especially with my big fat car.
Oh, that's
and
true.
Speaking of big fat car, I was trying to navigate through the structure this morning, and they've got all their fucking signs everywhere.
It's an obstacle course.
Did you notice on P2, it was so far... It was not in the middle. The sign was far to the right. My big car could not get between the sign and the right side. So I had to go on the other side, on the left of the sign. So now I'm going, basically, I could be in a head-on collision.
You went rogue.
Well, I had to. I would have knocked the sign over.
I think it's a deterrent. I think they want, you know how like these days when you drive into like the studios, they make you do this sort of serpentine thing to keep your car moving slowly. And I think it could be the same thing in the garage. I think they want us to slow down. Look how many accidents just in this room we've witnessed. I was rear-ended, Tinks and you got into some sort of kerfuffle.
Tinks cut me off, but I never hit the car.
That was
she
outside.
Wouldn't have been able to cut you
she
off
drives
if
like
it
an...
was...
I like Tinks, but she drives like an asshole.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, she fully cuts you off. That's not even
I don't think she pays attention when she's driving. No,
that's... When you're hot and you're rich,
do you think
she
those
don't have
to. Right. Do you think those signs are up for Tinks?
I don't, or Charlene. I mean, it could be
Charlene.
Up for anybody.
Now, do you have the same issue navigating around those signs?
Well, thankfully, I have a smaller car. You know,
you can just squeeze on
I
that.
I have a compact.
Hang, hang.
But I will tell you, I just, it's an odd design to me because it's just constantly blind
turns. But they're
turns,
making it
blind
worse
turn, blind
with
turn.
The retail parking and the park here and the park there and putting up all their signs.
Mm. Yeah, it's true.
Anyway,
it's a disaster. You know what? I'm going home. That's it.
But people zip around those corners. That's what they're trying to.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's a deterrent. Yeah.
Did you finally get your mattress?
I did. Jeff, you want this mattress?
I don't think
Lux
I do.
Lux Breeze.
I don't.
John Hill laid upon it. Zach Noe Towers tried it. Amy Phillips tried it.
Pej.
Everybody. Pej tried it the last time.
It's a revolving door.
I'm going to tell you something. This was a.
Do you make people try your mattress?
I may suggest that they give it a try.
Because I don't. I would never really lie on someone's mattress
I
unless someone forced.
You tried
me,
it.
Unless someone forced me, pushed me. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't let up when I was there. I don't think you were going to shut up unless I.
Well, because I think
tried
it,
your mattress.
I think it's
no.
So good for you because
you actually said no. He wouldn't
I was
take
able
no
to,
for an answer.
I was able to reject.
Oh, I thought you. I thought you did.
No.
What are you in this mattress at now? $6,000?
No, $5,000.
I don't think I'd ever spend that kind of money on a mattress.
Well, it's changed his life.
Yeah. Well, I now get into bed at 7:15 and I just do everything from bed Because I have a, like a MacBook and I have a breakfast tray. So I do all my computing from bed. I'm not kidding you. And it's cold.
So you're going to bed early just to lie down and do nothing.
I get on bed at 7:15 and then I get in bed at about 9:15.
This just sounds sad.
He spends all of his time in bed now.
I'm not.
You must
kidding.
Be so well rested. Now,
amazing.
We have a very exciting special event this weekend, which you will be attending, which is the Jeff Lewis Live Halatini event. Douglas, will you dressing up? I hope.
Yeah, I have a costume.
Do you have more than one? Because I know that in the
I
past you've. Okay. In the past, you've done costume changes.
Yeah, when we did the Zoom, the Drinker 5.
So do you think you'll just be doing one costume or?
I hope.
Are you dressing as a woman again? I kind of feel like you are.
Well.
It's kind of your thing.
It's your thing.
It's never a woman. It's always a lady. And yeah, it's the one day a year that I have a big drag box at home. And I've got now like 6 or 7 pairs of heels. I've got lots of pantyhose and stockings. It's the one day a year I get to wear them. So
I don't know why you're not dating. I don't get
because
it.
Because you talk about it. I'm not the one who brings it up. But yeah, I like to do it. You know, there's a couple of costumes I've always wanted to wear that I never get it in time. But it is usually a woman.
I did get my Grinch costume. And you Doug, you actually made quite a good suggestion today. I was going a little too far. I started to look into prosthetics and, you know, obviously professional special effects makeup.
Right.
But then I realized I have major ADD and I can't sit in the chair for more than an hour. And you brought up a very good point that I may not be able to talk through the prosthetics.
Or it'll just be worse than your normal. When you're all over a shard, you know, you're going to have like a weird thing on your jaw.
With the threads and the prosthetics, you will not get a word out.
Yeah.
I know, but she loosened my thread so I could talk now.
You sound good.
But I noticed when we were watching Hollywood Houselift, there was a few scenes where I couldn't speak because my threads were too tight.
Is that true?
I have to be careful with that.
Yeah.
She loosened them up, though. They're better now.
Yeah, that was fine after she did the magnetic treatment.
I mean, you make your living talking, and this Halloutini is about talking.
Halloutini.
Is that what it's called?
Tine.
It is Halloutini.
Yeah.
Yes. It's this Saturday, the 28th. Are you calling somebody?
I hear a phone
there's
ringing.
A phone issue.
Oh.
Is that what? Oh, surprise.
Yeah, we're trying to get the phones.
Yeah. Oh, the phones aren't working.
And we need the phones.
Yeah.
All right, so we will end up giving away two more tickets today at the first break.
Yeah, as long as they've restored the phones.
As long as the phones work.
Yeah.
But we would need the phones to work in order to do that.
It's tough to do a contest without them.
What's happening with your roommate? Did he ever move out?
No, he didn't move out.
I thought he was like moving to the west side.
He was going to, and now he's looking to buy a home. So he just started looking at homes to purchase instead of just moving into like another rental. Oh, look who's coming in now.
Here we see. Got oh, here she
good
is.
Morning.
Hello, she good is. Morning.
Good to Luann, we've been you're struggling. Beautiful. We need you. Thanks, look how
you,
gorgeous
you, right
you
over
look.
Here.
Hi, Samantha. I'm going to stand to let Luann.
All right, we got you a breakfast sandwich. We got you a coffee.
Yay, love it. My phone's ringing.
Okay, so we're going to get... your phone's ringing? Yeah.
Go ahead, take it.
We're going to get the Countess set up here.
To ignore that.
That's your breakfast.
Check. You got it. We got you a breakfast sandwich.
Thank you.
We'll do the niceties.
Are you doing other
on
press today?
Yes.
Yeah, you look gorgeous. What are you? Where are you going
and,
next?
Access.
Access today.
And E.
And E. What are we
but
promoting
I got
today?
I ready for you.
Thank you.
February 16th at the Wiltern.
Okay.
New
so
show Mary F. Kill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, we're.
But we're doing also Chicago is one of my big markets that I'm doing coming up. In November.
Okay, wait. But so you're promoting December. You're promoting your cabaret, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Ultimate Girls Trip coming.
Okay.
Up.
All right.
And then Crappy Lake, of course, on Peacock.
And is that going to get a season two?
Well, there's been rumblings.
Good.
And
good.
It sounds like the motel has expanded.
They
so
built
now they...
a new wing.
No.
They're sold out until next year.
You've got to be. Where is it? Benton?
Benton, Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah, I'm playing St. Louis, by the way, which is where you fly into to go to Benton.
Yes. How long is the drive to Benton?
An hour and a half.
Okay, that's
it's
not
like
terrible.
It's like Hamptons Drive.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They always
drive.
Say that
it's
about Benton. It's the Hamptons of Illinois.
It's the Hamptons it now.
Is the
it is the Hamptons now.
Did they redo the existing rooms that the Benton?
I did those rooms. My brother flew in from Connecticut. He's a contractor. So he flew in to help me with the hotel.
How many rooms were there?
Or motel. I keep saying hotel. Yeah, it's a motel. It's hard to get that off my...
Motel, yes.
Motel doesn't fall off your tongue so easily.
Yeah, right. And when I got back to New York, it was like, now it's a hotel, not a motel.
Oh, so they've turned it into a hotel now?
No.
Because they've added the wing.
Right.
Well, how many rooms did they add? Two?
No, like a whole wing, like 12.
Are they nice
rooms?
Wow. The new ones?
They're probably suites.
They're building it now. I mean, they're just started.
So if you did Crappy Lake season two, would you go back to Benton?
I don't know.
Or they send you somewhere else?
Fenton.
That would be...
I think that would be ideal.
That's
why
it's called Luann and Sonia Welcome to.
Oh, yeah.
We go.
Oh,
right. I think you should go to a new town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
How many towns
need our help?
Right.
That's true.
And what exactly do you do for the town?
What do you mean? We work with the mayor.
Okay.
To improve, you know, whatever it is that they need. So we work on that level, which is amazing, which is we need a playground. We need help with the shelter for the dogs. We need, you know...
You put on a show?
The Follies.
The Follies?
Yeah.
And there was that fantastic tea shop. What was that doing in Benton, Illinois?
I know, right?
What was that doing in the Hamptons of Illinois?
I mean, what about that couple? I mean, amazing people. I just love them because, you know, Sonia and I grew up in small towns, right? Mm. So we are small town girls at heart. Our lives have changed, of course, but we are, you know, we can relate because we grew up in towns like that.
What's the population of Benton?
5,000.
Wow.
Maybe 6.
And then so
now it's 7.
People want to live there now.
Yeah, of course.
And
yeah.
Then do you still? So I know you have the gorgeous home in Sag Harbor. Mm-hmm. Do you also still?
Are you doing that home reno show?
Oh,
are you doing
pitching?
Yes, I am. I just finished season 2.
Well, hello.
Well, that's season 3, but I don't know if we're going to. I don't know if we're traveling.
Benton is season 3, so we can do Sag Harbor.
Oh, Benton, yes.
Yeah.
Sonia wants to buy a house over there. You can get one for like $80,000
in Benton. Well, I'll be
100 grand, you get a house.
God. Let's all get houses.
Yeah.
Like, how big of a house can you get for 800 grand?
Well, not a big one. But, you know, more than a mouthful is a waste. So there you go.
Okay. And do you, all right. Do you maintain an apartment in New York?
That was kind of sketchy.
Yeah. Do you have an apartment in the city?
That was sketchy.
What? Do you have a place in the city?
I do. Yes. Yeah.
That's nice.
My home office.
Mm-hmm. How much time do you spend in the city versus the Hamptons?
You know, more now.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, it's getting colder. But I go to my house all the time.
But you have a very busy schedule coming up. I was reading it. It was, you have cabaret in Modesto, California.
That's been moved.
Oh, they didn't tell me that.
There's a
Sam.
It's been moved.
I have Modesto. What about Sacramento?
No.
Oh, what about... Prior Lakes, Minnesota.
That's where we're going next.
Okay.
On November 3rd.
So after that, all those dates are coming up.
I got all the
wrong. CountessLuann.com has the updated most current dates.
But we have Prior Lakes. We have New Orleans. We have Houston. We have Chicago.
Yes.
And then, but when do you, what about California? When do you come back to California then?
Not till 2024 with Mary F. Kill, which is my new show, February 16th at the Wiltern.
Okay, I want to go to that.
The Wiltern. That's
the
a
Wiltern.
Great space.
Yeah.
Big theater, Luann.
Yeah, I know.
What's the theater you were at before where I saw you twice?
Was it El Rey?
El Rey. I like that theater, too. That was
Me
fun.
Too.
The Wiltern, I think, is a much bigger
big.
Space.
Yeah, it's big. Like 2,500 seats. Yeah.
Whoa.
So your audience is increasing.
Well, and it's Mary F. Kill, which is, you know, my inspiration was from the fans who asked me every time I do a Q&A with the audience.
Yeah.
Mary F. Kill. And I did one in New York, right? And so Mary F. Kill was David Letterman. Brad Pitt and Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, wow.
So I said, well, I'm going to marry David Letterman because he's funny and he's rich.
Right.
I've never been a big fan of Brad Pitt, so I'm going to have to kill him. I'm
going
to have to F Andrew Dice Clay. And she goes, good, because he's sitting right behind me.
Oh, wow.
And Andrew Dice Clay stands up. Yeah.
That was a good answer.
He stands up and he goes, Countess, I just got to say, you're fucking amazing. Sorry.
You can
curse.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah.
And he stands up and he's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
Typical. And he stayed because he got engaged and his girlfriend was a big fan of mine. So that's how he wound up at my show. Otherwise, Andrew Dice Clay, like how random.
So you had no idea.
No idea he was there.
I think he's got sex appeal, but I got to say, Brad Pitt, you're going to get rid of Brad Pitt?
That was so random, right? And he was in the audience, so it worked out for me.
Yeah, it sure did. So Ultimate Girls Trip. So that airs also in December. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it is all Real Housewives of New York City legacy.
OGs.
So Kristen Takeman, who was just on the show.
Oh.
I've never met her before. She was lovely.
Isn't she lovely?
So nice.
We like her.
So nice.
You like her.
I do like her a lot.
Okay,
solid.
Good.
She's a solid girl.
Okay. There is Kelly Bensimone, who you've been friends with, right?
Yes.
This whole time you've been friends with Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I've known her for a long time.
Dorinda Medley.
Yeah.
Sonia Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Ramona Singer.
That's right.
So is there, am I missing
correct?
Am I missing anyone?
No.
Okay.
And we did miss Jill, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so you go to St. Bart's.
We do.
Conflict?
Well, of course. And it's Scary Ellen Part 2.
Mm. Is it?
And Pirates and all.
How was Kelly as scary here as she was on Scary Island?
No,
okay.
No. And, you know, Kelly, I think, gets a moment to redeem herself. And I think, you know, well-deserved after all the shade she got from being on the show 10 years ago. Because
yeah.
It was like 10 years ago.
How many seasons was she on? Two, three?
Two, I think.
Okay.
I think
so who doesn't get along on the trip? Ramona and who? Ramona and everyone?
Kelly, Kristen.
Kelly and Kristen go at it.
Kinda. Yeah, didn't Kristen say, and Kristen, remember she told us she got injured again, everybody was out.
Did she tell you what happened?
No, she said, we'll see it.
Yeah,
we
can't talk too much about it, but.
Now, what about BravoCon?
Thank God Nurse Lou was on hand.
That's what I was saying, you know, Luann, you were a nurse.
I am a nurse.
And so I
once a nurse, always a nurse. I still have my license.
You do?
Practice.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
In America and Canada?
Can you write us prescriptions?
Not Canada.
Oh, not Canada.
No prescriptions.
Are you sure? Do you want to try?
Damn it.
Nice try, though.
But I feel much safer when I have a medical professional.
Absolutely. I used to get, you know, half the jobs I used to get as a model in New York was I was a model / nurse. They were like, really? Not waitress, not, you know, actress. And I was like, no, I'm a nurse. And I would get jobs because of that.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, some of these traveling nurses, they make a lot of money.
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally, they're getting paid what they should be. And if not, they should be getting more.
That's a show I'd watch. Let's just send Luann into some medical emergency. Go, Luann.
Oh, my God.
Don't have no fear.
Nurse Lou to the rescue.
Here. Yeah.
So Crappy Lake is doing well.
Yes.
Okay. And then have they had any sort of initial talks? Like, what about a season two?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there's talks for sure. I don't know.
But they haven't notified you yet.
Not yet.
You shot that in summertime? Right?
Yeah.
Because it was, I remember
July.
It was so hot.
My whole summer was spent in Benton, Illinois.
Right.
Like, where were you last summer? I was like, well, working.
Nothing.
But are you kind of living out of a suitcase right now?
No.
Okay, so you'll go home.
I'm in New York, Hamptons, and then I travel for Cabaret, of course, you know.
Right. I know. It seems like a lot of traveling.
And I just came back, you know, not just came back, but we did St. Bart's, so I was in St. Bart's and, you know, filming, and yeah, it's been busy, but great.
Can I ask you, you seem to have, I mean, I love this whole concept of the ultimate girls trip.
Yeah.
And it's a good paycheck, and it's, you do it in what, 7 to 10 days?
A week.
1 week. Which I would prefer.
8 episodes.
Wouldn't you prefer to do that than go back to Real Housewives of New York City?
What we're going to do is go everywhere. Roni, OGs, conquer the world, right? Next trip should be below deck. But of course, we're going to be above deck. Hopefully.
I don't know. I mean,
wouldn't that be great?
I would love to see you starching those sheets.
Below deck with, I mean, apparently this guy who is an Australian captain.
Yeah, Captain Jason.
Yeah.
Oh.
He fancies me.
Oh, really?
I'm going to see him at BravoCon.
Yeah.
I haven't met him yet. But apparently he's like told Andy.
And Mary.
But there was
F, Mary, and no, I won't kill him. No.
There was somebody else on the Below Deck crew, Luann, who asked Andy to introduce him to you.
Yeah.
And let me tell
you
something.
You got a few of those Below Deck people
that guy,
in
here. I know, right?
Oh, you're going Below Deck.
I know.
You need to.
I'm going to start above deck, and then I'm
going to
go below deck. Oh, hell yeah.
He'll batten your hatches. You know what I'm
saying? Darling, yeah.
When do you get into BravoCon?
It's next Saturday morning.
It's next week.
I'll see you there. Right? Next week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We leave Saturday.
I'm
there all day Friday.
Oh. And I have a show in
Minnesota.
Oh, so okay.
So Friday night I have my show in Minnesota, and then Saturday morning I arrive at Bravo.
So then you'll be working Saturday and Sunday for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just work Friday and then I'm out.
Good for you.
I know, it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're getting paid more money than I am.
I don't know. Probably not. I think it's favored nations, darling.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. I like a favored nations. I think that's good.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you know, because you're at the top of that part. For people like me, we love a favored nations.
All right.
I'm going to be doing the opening panel, moderating it with Andy on Friday.
Great, great.
And
awesome.
Then they have a few things they want me to do. What?
I didn't know that was announced. How exciting.
Oh, am I not supposed to? Oh, shit.
Oh,
I just cut
that part out.
It's live.
Remember when you walked in and we were already talking?
Was I not supposed to say that?
I think they haven't announced who is hosting what.
Who's hosting what.
All right, well, maybe I'm wrong.
You'll be a part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, maybe it's something else.
Caught up in the details.
I'll announce this. I'm not doing Countess Cabaret.
No, I'm going to be going to Amy's show, Amy Phillips, on Friday.
Oh.
You should have done a cabaret at BravoCon.
Of course. Well, I did the first BravoCon. I did Countess Cabaret.
But I feel like you could have done that Thursday or Friday night or Saturday night and killed it.
Totally. Bravo.
But why do you need Bravo? Because a lot of these people are doing it without.
Yeah, John Hill is doing his show.
Amy's doing her show. Heather McDonald is doing a show. All the comedians
are doing
shows.
Yeah, but my show is a big production. I have musical director. I've got my band.
You could have done the same whole thing.
Yeah, I feel like you could have done 3,000, 5,000.
Well, I think they're saving it up for a special.
Oh, Bravo is.
Christmas with the Countess.
Oh.
You've done two shows, right?
Only one BravoCon. I did the first BravoCon, and I performed at that
I've
one.
I've been to
Jeff
two,
went to two different cabarets.
Oh,
two
yes,
different cabarets.
You've been.
Yes, yeah. I went to both. And I love them both, but I really liked the first one.
Oh.
I really liked the first one, and I'm curious.
First one was where?
I saw them both at El Rey.
At the El Rey, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I saw the second one.
It's a good time. You put on a good show.
Thank you.
It's tight.
And you were so amazing. You brought a busload of people. I love you for that.
I traveled deep.
We brought all the housewives.
And we were all
Kyle came, Sutton, a lot of girls came, and because of you, because you wrangled everybody. Like, the bus is leaving from my house at this time.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a fun pre-party.
We all met at your
house. I mean, bus is the wrong word. It was one of those.
They were just
a black SUV.
Very elegant.
They were a string of Ubers.
Have you shopped at Sutton's store yet?
Mm-mm.
I think you should go.
They'll be open for
about 25 minutes this afternoon. They have beautiful clothes.
What do you mean 25 minutes?
Well, the hours are a little sketchy, but the merchandise is beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we have to go.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA, a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Last year I was like camouflage,
mm-hmm.
you know, like army.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it started off as like black and green,
mm-hmm.
and then throughout the night it turned to black. So then I got called out like publicly for blackface. But
God
it didn't
knows that happened to me.
I know. But it didn't start off as blackface. It started off as like green blackface.
Right.
And then, but it was warm at Adrienne Maloof's.
It's warm in the fall.
How is Adrienne Maloof?
She's great. She's awesome. I love her.
I haven't seen her since, you know, Housewives years. And that was, you know, probably a decade ago.
She usually will do like a huge Halloween party. She's not doing it this year.
Oh.
She's not.
But that's where I accidentally went as blackface.
Oh.
So here's the thing. I'm going to have all that green makeup on with the Grinch.
We'll have to do light green.
Or I could go, I thought about it, I could go as Black Santa.
No.
No, let's just stay in the green.
No.
Let's and you pivot. Can go
that's a no.
You'll go
that's
from,
a no. No,
definitely yeah. not.
Maybe
okay.
from Grinch to Elphaba. We're just
because we were talking yesterday,
green.
There's no Black Santas.
Right.
Very hard to find.
And you won't be the first. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure there are.
You could be in
the
first.
They're very difficult
Santa.
To find. There's a Santa shortage, which we reported on yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, there's about 2,250 jobs available for Santas this season. The demand is up 30%, Luann.
Uh-huh.
And they're having a real hard time finding Santas.
Well.
You know who'd be a great Santa?
I don't know.
Frank!
I'll see if he's available. This is my boyfriend. He's black. Jeff wants him to be Black Santa.
I think
nothing
it's
wrong
perfect.
With that. Wrap up, Jameson.
I mean, one job less to look for.
Yes,
we got.
Honestly,
a candidate.
It would be great.
He has a full time job and passion, so I think he's busy.
It's Christmas, not money.
He's not passionate about Christmas.
What's
yeah.
his deal?
Probably
children.
Good money.
What's the deal?
Good extra money.
Okay.
but the problem is Frank is also quite slight. I mean, you know,
skinny.
Well, we can always add a belly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's easy.
Prosthetics.
Just have this egg sandwich that's sitting over here.
And I could gain 5 pounds in 2 days.
When I did Santa, even I had to wear a fat suit on top of my body. For real.
No one is buying
anything.
That. Not one person is believing
asshole.
You right now.
I have a picture.
The whole room got quiet.
I know, but it's true. I have a picture.
We're going to compliment him now and say, you're too thin to be Santa.
Oh, no.
I have a
too
picture.
Of course they had to give you a fat suit. No, of course.
It's very heavy. And it
you
makes
are
you hot.
Too small to be a Santa.
That's
no
true.
One would buy that.
You're too slight, darling.
You told me, about, you told me these slight. New pants were too big on me. You
not
have to wear fat
we're not
suit
buying it. We're not buying.
I don't like you anymore, Luann.
No, we're not buying that.
Oh.
That we're not buying that. You're a fat Santa.
Lou, it started.
You're
well.
Slight, darling. You're too slight.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just have some more of your salted.
I just got all my STD tests back.
Okay.
STD? Are you negative?
I'm. I do not have chlamydia.
That's
I do
good.
Not have gonorrhea.
Good.
I hope I don't have anything else.
Good start to the day.
Yeah.
Good to do it live.
HIV,
good start to the day.
HIV negative. That's good.
Oh, good.
Okay, this is good.
Awesome.
I did a full panel. I hadn't done it in a long
Where's
time.
Where's my blood work?
I did a full panel on Friday. And
oh.
I had them just test me for everything.
Yeah.
Blood, urine.
Yep.
Looks like I'm in the clear.
The CBC, right, Lou?
Awesome.
Of course
yeah.
we know that, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful news.
A lot of nurse talk today. It's
yes.
Good. Keeps it on theme.
Yeah.
Did you run into a lot of, when you were nursing, people with STDs?
No, because I was, well, actually, I was a geriatric nurse, and apparently...
Oh, they have STDs.
There's a rise of those kind of diseases, because, especially at the place in Florida where they all live,
yeah,
the villages,
homes.
It's called the Village. It's villages. You've never heard of it?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know where
it's
we're
like
going
a
right
huge
now.
Community in Orlando.
They all have
it's outside of Orlando.
And they all have STDs.
And it's a community of people, and it's the whole town. It's called the Villages. You don't have to go out of this. People they have golf carts.
Okay.
They go dancing. They take French lessons. They have pool aerobics.
Oui, oui.
They play tennis. And everything is inside of the Villages. I know because my show in Orlando
is it
was
like
sold
Leisure
out.
World?
Everything is there. You
That's
do
where
not
I live.
Have to leave.
That's
I want to go
live.
There.
Yep.
Check me in.
Yep.
Okay, Jeff,
it's
we
like,
go. As soon as we turn 60-something.
Right.
You know?
So it's not assisted living because we don't need that. We just want to be around.
On there? Exactly.
Yeah.
But you're going to get a lot of restaurants, dance. Everything is inside this community.
It's 55 plus.
Oh, is it 55?
I'm almost there.
January 6th.
You could. Oh, you could go in January.
I want to go.
That would be a nice place to just kind of finish off. Yeah. Yeah, the last 10 or 20 years.
And, and they're all having sex. And they're all having sex.
Yeah.
They are.
Oh, yeah. STDs up the wazoo.
Oh, so they're running rampant.
Sorry, that was kind of a bad.
No, so they're running rampant. A lot of chlamydia and gonorrhea there.
Grindr in the villages.
Because,
yeah,
because they're just takes promiscuous.
One. Just takes one to spread
Listen,
it.
Listen, if I'm that age, retirement age, right, I want to be promiscuous and have fun. I do.
I don't want to make you uncomfortable, and this is probably like...
Is this a bad question coming up?
No, I just
feel it.
You have the greatest body.
Oh, really? Thank
yes,
you.
Really. Like, you have a
Thank
gorgeous
you.
Body. Like,
you.
How... I mean, what are you doing?
Well,
You're just... It's
I'm not having
genetic.
Enough sex.
It's genetics.
We got to call the captain. What's his name? Jason?
Captain Jason.
Oh,
captain
yeah.
Jason. You know, just living my best life, really. You know,
You're happy.
And I'm happy.
Healthy.
And that shows... Healthy, happy, and dating. I don't have a boyfriend right
but
now.
But you're dating.
But I'm dating. Having a good time doing that. I've never felt so like liberated in terms of at this age where I don't feel like I need to have like a guy standing next to me. Although I would because I'm a hopeless romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the idea of love. I've been married twice. Three times the charm is what they say. But 2024 is going to be my year.
Does it make sense for you to get married though?
Not really. Mm-mm. Not really.
I don't think you need to. Especially if we're going to the village. You don't want to be
right.
married in the village.
No, you don't want to be married. Mm-mm. You just want to be, you know, footloose and fancy free.
Do you think you'll hook up at BravoCon? Like, is that...
Oh, I think she will.
I'm going to meet Captain Jason, I'm sure. And what's the other
That's
captain
one.
With the white hair? What's
I think Lee. You're going to have a very busy weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And you're going to miss it because I'm getting there on Saturday.
Oh, fuck.
I know,
but I have Monroe on Saturday, so... Oh, today's her birthday. Today's my daughter's birthday. She's 7. I forgot.
Stop it.
Really?
Yeah, today's
She's
her birthday.
She's 7? Oh, yeah. happy birthday.
I gave her ring. I had this custom gold, and it's white gold with diamond butterfly ring made.
She Ramona would love it.
Freaked out this
you
morning.
Did it already?
She loved it.
You gave it to her?
I only let her open one gift, which was the ring. Aww. She was so cute. She's like, "Daddy, I love it."
Oh,
yeah. So
did
she
it
said,
fit?
She, "Yeah."
Wow.
So, well, she knew she was getting a ring because we had to do the sizer, but she didn't know what it was. But she said she's going to wear it to dinner tonight.
Good.
Where are you going for dinner?
Well, I don't really want to announce.
Yeah, where?
It.
Okay. What time?
Probably like Grandpa's coming up. Grandma, we'll probably do like a steak restaurant.
Oh, nice, nice.
But I also got the new perfume, which she loved.
Oh, good.
What perfume?
What is that perfume? It smells so good. And
really?
I actually asked someone, "What are you wearing?"
Mm-hmm.
And it smelled really clean. I liked it. It was a very different smell, a scent. And I wrote it down, and then we had Shane buy it.
It's called Juliet Has a Gun. I hadn't heard of
it. It's so weird. It is a very weird name.
What?
Are you sure?
Will you look it up? But I also think there's different scents.
She was passing
it
a note about a woman she was with.
It smells so good.
I'm like, okay.
I know. Doesn't that sound
odd? Yeah, an interesting option.
Yeah. But there's a particular scent, right?
Right.
You did that before with somebody.
Lust for Sun.
So is it like musky?
S-U-N.
Would you say it's, I don't think it's musky.
No, it's very bright.
But what a weird name. Juliet Has a Gun.
That is.
And then...
It's a hostage situation.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's.
Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.